In Jones versus United States, the High Court ruled that police must get a search warrant to attach a GPS device to a suspect's car. Milwaukee attorney Matthew Penix hopes the Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider that ruling if they agree to hear his client's case. James Brereton is appealing his 2008 conviction for a string of burglaries, claiming the evidence police found after using GPS to track his car violated his Fourth Amendment rights.
Mr. Brereton didn't get the relief that he had sought, and we filed a petition for review at the Wisconsin Supreme Court arguing a number of the things that were argued in the Jones case.
Penix says one issue in Brereton's case not addressed by the U.S. Supreme Court is whether police can get a warrant to use one GPS device and then use a different, more high-tech one instead.
If you tell a judge, hey, judge, I'm going to go put this device that does XYZ on so-and-so's car, and the judge says, okay, but then you go and put a device on the car that does A, B, and C, is that still a valid execution of the warrant?
The federal court's ruling does leave open an assortment of high-tech police surveillance issues, according to UW law professor David Schultz.
Technically, the cops could have followed you around the streets and tracked your movements on the public highways, but they couldn't do it as a practical matter. Now they can't, and that's a big change.
He says eventually both state and federal courts will have to address how all of these new monitoring devices impact our privacy rights. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.